Hi, this is Frank Pond from Progressive Pulse, and I am very excited today to be talking to Max Bernstein, the lead singer of Max and the Marginalized. If you don't know Max and his band, you really should. You can find his songs, which are uploaded every week at the Huffington Post, also on the Max and the Marginalized space web spaces, and at their MySpace page and Facebook page. I'm very excited to talk to Max, who is a brilliant polemicist, talking about progressive, current, and political things through music, and sometimes video, and sometimes through through speech. So here we go. Max, why don't you tell us a little bit about your band and your bandmates and how you got started?
Well, we got started. I was in a band called The Actual, which was a sort of regular rock band. It did regular rock band things. And sang about regular rock band topics for a bunch of years, and it was a lot of fun. But towards the we were out on this big tour. We were out on the Warped Tour, and I had just really been itching to try to do a political band for a long time, and we had been sort of out on tour for 2 years playing the same songs over and over. And I just sort of said, when I get home, I'm going to write a couple of different kinds of songs and see, and record them quickly and haphazardly and see if I like them. And I wrote these three songs, I went and recorded them, and I just thought, this is what I want to be doing. So I called my friend Dave up, who used to be in a band called Bleeding Kansas, and asked him to be in the band, and he said yeah, and his new roommate was a drummer that he had a feeling was pretty good, but he hadn't heard him play yet. And we all got in a room, and we that's basically how the rest of the band kind of came together. But the idea to do a song a week and have it be a political song every week really kind of came as a result of the fact that political commentary, and especially if you actually, if you actually expect to make any kind of difference in getting people involved in something, it happens much faster than the typical process of recording and releasing a song. The process of writing and recording and releasing a song usually takes sometimes over a year or 2 years between writing the song and when it actually comes out in a record store or something like that. And we just figured that if we're going to be a political band, the most important thing is being relevant and getting the message across in a timely and effective fashion. You can't exactly do that when you sit there and, hold on to some song just in case it might make you a lot of money someday and make a perfectly polished recording of it and everything like that. So we didn't have any interest in doing that kind of thing that a lot of bands that we know do. And so we just sort of had this idea to be this kind of rapid response rock band. And so now we're, 40 weeks in. We're about to record our 40th song tomorrow in as many weeks. And we're not going to stop.
Excellent. No, I love your stuff. What's up for this week?
This week, I generally don't start writing it until the night before I record, too, because I've done that before. I've waited too long, and then the issue's totally dead and resolved by the time we get to it, which is kind of funny that even a song a week sometimes isn't fast enough. But
I'm with you. I do a political blog, and very often I have some what I think is a brilliant thought, and 2 days later, it's completely moot.
Oh, yeah, totally. I think it depends if I can get a good song out of it or not, but we're going to do something about the fact that Obama has shifted toward the center in a lot of kind of ridiculous ways in the past few days, which is disappointing. But and obviously I support the candidate, but he's caved on FISA. He disavowed General Clark's completely accurate statements that he made this morning, and it's upset a lot of people, including myself. And of course we support him, but at the same time, it's you don't want to be dragged. In the name of winning, we certainly don't feel that you need to spy on Americans in order to win an election. We don't think you need to say that General Clark was wrong about everything he said about McCain today, which was completely right, in order to win an election. And that's not what we're in this for.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I think that it's very important to keep a strong voice out there, keeping both sides honest. I think just focusing everything. I mean, one of the interesting things is, hopefully in November, we'll have a radical change in administration, and then your job is going to be to keep our side honest.
Exactly. We're no sacred cows here.
No, I definitely saw that as I was going through some of the playlists from your last 39 weeks. I definitely appreciate it. I think my favorite piece has to be your love song to Dana Perino, though.
Oh, thanks. I really want to re-record that one. I felt like we became a better band after, a little bit after doing that, and that's the only song that I really want to get another crack at recording.
I dig it. I think that's a great song. So, but definitely, I know on either MySpace or Facebook, you call yourself Righteously Indignant, and
yeah.
I love that. I think that sums up for a lot of us how we feel.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
How do you, I mean, when you conceptualize a song, is it kind of like you're just reading the news and feeling it, and then you put word to paper, or I mean, is there more rigorous process involved in research or the like?
Well, that's basically it. But at the same time, once I have the idea, it's interesting because at any given week I'll be pissed off about four things.
Amen.
But it's first off, it's which one is usually the title is going to come next, and it's which one of these things has a good title, which can become a chorus, and then from there you have to flesh out the rest of the song, and that means writing the music for it, which generally happens pretty quickly. I think I spend way more time on the words than I do on the music, just because it's easy. It's easier to write music than it is to write lyrics, because you can do the same riff eight times in a row, but you can't do the same line eight times in a row. But it's basically, once I figure out which thing is going to make the best song, then I have to fill it out. And that often does require research. It does require a lot of reading about whatever it is that I'm going to sing about, so I can fill in all the lines with, it's stuff that's not just pure emotion, but also, has content in it. And I, finish it up. Sometimes I'm still filling in lyrics at, while I'm at the studio, and I have a couple lines that I still need to fill in and stuff like that. It's all it's a very weird process.
Cool. I'm touched by the fact that you you truly do hit both the ridiculous and the sublime in your music. I'm just back. I was just in Uganda, and so I was particularly touched by Lectures for the Dying.
That's one of my favorite songs that we've done.
It's hard to watch the video, to be very honest, without being incredibly touched.
Well, it's a messed up policy, and I, oddly enough, I do admit that if the president has done anything good, it has been he has done good things for Africa. Even I will say that.
Sure.
But it's just such a horrible asterisk on the entire idea that they tried to export a small subset of to export a subset of the American population's values as part of this idea. It was just ridiculous. And, there's people that are dead because of that. I really do believe that the idea of exporting abstinence-only education programs, which are a complete failure here, to do that out there where the stakes are way higher. The stakes are way higher when you've got an AIDS epidemic of those proportions than it is with teen pregnancy here. Way, way higher stakes. To have to include that in there, it's outrageous. And as far as the video, that's something that was really cool for us, where I just took this, this documentary that this nonprofit made off of YouTube and just cut it up without their permission and chopped it up with stuff that we just did with a video camera at our rehearsal space. And, a couple days later, I got an email from the nonprofit. I saw that there was an email from that nonprofit in my inbox, and I was like, oh, no. And then they were just like, this is like one of the coolest things that we've ever seen. They were so excited that we did the song that was inspired by that, and they were like, do you mind if we use this, in the presentations that we give? And they're doing another film about Kenya, and we're doing the score for it now. So it's been really cool that we've been able to really partner up with people who are fighting for the same things that we are.
That's wonderful. I had the opportunity to talk with one of the women who are running an AIDS clinic, for want of a better word, in Kampala, and it's just I can't imagine the work and the efforts that they do, and thank you for including that piece, because I'm with you. I agree that the Bush administration has done a few good things in terms of malaria and otherwise in Africa, but the punditocracy has built that into an almost mythic stance, and it's all far from perfect.
So
that's great,
and in such an easy way to make it perfect too. I mean, of all the things that Of all the things to leave out of that program, you know, to have one-third of the money have to go to abstinence, you know, to not tell them about condoms and make them sign pledge cards. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. And really, condoms are the only way, I think, at this point, that you're going to make any difference in AIDS in Africa. It's crazy. Well, I don't want to take us too far down that road, because there's so much that you and your band speak to, but I guess we should also do a little tiny bit of business, and that is my recommendation to everybody to support your good work by going to the websites. And again, those you have a MySpace page at Max and the Marginalized, a Facebook page, and your songs are all on Huffington Post, is that right?
Yeah, they go on Huffington Post. Usually every Thursday is when we release songs, and they all live there, but they usually stay on the front page for about a day. But all of them, there's two songs, there's one song that we didn't put on Huffington Post because we just felt like it was sonically so punk rock that it wasn't the right thing for their 45-plus audience that usually goes to that page, so we left it off and just put it in our other places.
I'm 47, so I fit into that demographic. But on the other hand, I mean, I love the music. I love the fact that you, you know, some of your influences that you put, Husker Du, I think, a perfect example.
They're the greatest band of all time.
I couldn't agree more. Although, I hear in you, because we all hear in musicians different things. I mean, I hear a real good marriage between Graham Parker and Billy Bragg. So, I'm
Graham Parker.
Yeah, Graham Parker and the Rumour, an old, an English band that kind of married some punk, some rock, and some country.
Oh, I gotta check that out.
Yeah, I think you'd love it. It's a little bit, you know, a little bit '80s, but still brilliant. I think you'd definitely dig it. He's got a song about abortion, "Love Gets You Twisted," that's just.
I gotta check that out. And of course, I'm a huge Billy Bragg fan.
Me too. So definitely. One thing I didn't know is that you did some work with Bill Richardson.
Oh yeah, I worked on his campaign. I did. I ran his MySpace and Facebook pages.
How fantastic! Isn't he a great guy?
I never got to meet him actually. I did it all from home. But I do. You know, I thought his campaign had the best stances. I still do, actually. I still think that he was the only one of the major candidates who actually was remotely serious about prosecuting members of the Bush administration. I'm still kind of hoping that he gets the VP. I don't think it's going to happen, but.
No, I couldn't agree more. And I'm still not afraid and not embarrassed to say that getting the troops out in Iraq is a really good idea.
Yeah, and it's he's the one that they have to thank for really making that the decision that we're going to do this quickly. I mean, he's the one who made that. We can't wait until 2013 to get them out. We got to do it now. And you know, that's very. He should be. If those troops do come home quickly, they'll have him to thank for it. I mean, among other people, but he'll be a big part of it.
I agree, and I think that you know too few people understand that. And he has some sense of geography. He hasn't forgotten where Afghanistan. Where is it? Is happening?
Yeah.
In any case, so people can go to those sites and they can download your music and support you in that way. Is that correct?
Well, you can download the songs, and we use what's called the honor system, and it's not from Radiohead that we got this idea, because we were doing it before they did their thing, which I think is a con, by the way, and I'll get to that in a second. But we have a little PayPal donation button. You can download as many songs as you like. You can download all 39. And we just have a little donate button, and we ask that if you can, you drop a little coins into our jar. But all the songs are there for download, and there's a lyric sheet and everything. I hope that more bands start doing things like that, where you know it doesn't cost money to reproduce music anymore, and it's silly for bands to be demanding money for it. So, you know, that's not the way that it's going. And as far as you know, I guess it was kind of nice that Radiohead introduced that idea on a larger scale. But at the same time, they knew they were going to release their album commercially to begin with. All they did was charge people to get the album before other people did, and then they were going to buy it anyway. So.
No, but I think it's a good system, and I really do hope people support you. Speaking of support, you're about to start a national tour.
Yes.
Excellent. How are you received? And I saw at one point, I was born in Oklahoma City, although my parents took me out of there rather rapidly. But how I think you're playing Tulsa and some other
Yeah.
places. How are you received out there in the heartland?
You know, we've had somebody hiss at us once when we played in South Dakota when we were doing, and we all before you know, not before everything, but before many of our songs, I give a little spiel about what the song's about, and you know, this guy started hissing, and I was like, you know what, you go and start a right wing rock band, and we'll play a show with you, you know, like, and that's fine, but you know, until then we got the mic, but you know, we encouraged dissent and everything like that, and honestly, I would be really excited if there was a right wing rock band and did a song every week that we would be up against.
I
But you
like
know,
that idea.
but it's you know, it, we're received, you know, we we're received well in places like South Dakota. We have, you know, we've encountered some flack. But you know, that's part of the fun, to be honest. You know, it's much easier to do this stuff on friendly territory, and you know, that's not really where we need it most. You know, we've got more of a difference to make out in unfriendly territory, and it's cool that we get to play in places like Iowa and South Dakota and Tulsa, where you know, we're going to be playing to some kids who disagree with us.
I think that's it keeps everybody more honest and it is fun. Although I'm trying to picture a right wing political band that was, you know, anything other than wearing straw hats and bow ties. I'm just not sure I can get my arms around that.
It'd be a great show.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. Well, as we wrap some things up, let me just say thank you so much for your music,
Thank
for
you. I'm
caring as
glad you
much.
enjoy it.
Oh, it's terrific. I mean, I mean, and for those listeners out there, I really urge you, listen to the music, watch the videos. I mean, your riff on Lou Dobbs, some of the McCain stuff, definitely pushing the envelope, but I love it. It just it's really good. And to your credit, Max also includes on his website some very interesting videos that aren't strictly related to the songs. A shout down to Douglas Fife. I mean, you know, there's some really good stuff on there, and I really appreciate it. And most of all, Max, I want to thank you for taking the time today to talk to us.
Of course. Thank you.